listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live.
This is the Spirit of Life Metaphysics Radio Program, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Michael Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, July 26th. My name is Michael Kelly. I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter. Dr. Hunter, do we have you?
I was muted. I'm so sorry. And here I was on a roll. I'm sorry about that, everybody. I'm glad to be here. I can't believe it's the last Wednesday of July already.
I'm telling you, this year is going by fast. I know we tend to say that every year, but this one feels especially so.
I know, it does.
I'll tell you, if we didn't hear you for a second, you know, given our subject matter tonight, we're going to get into in a little bit, I thought maybe the authorities were trying to, you know, try to block you out, prevent you from getting the truth out, huh? But thank you for joining us, and thank you for joining us, everybody, live. We appreciate your contributions in chat. So good to see you again. Thank you to those that take the time to catch up with us in the archives. Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this broadcast, ICMH offers other educational programs that can be found at metaphysicsinstitute.org and tfuniversity.org. As always, we're going to begin tonight with our 9 abbreviated principles of belief. Those are 1. Do no harm, do right. 2. We believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3. We believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4. We are all equal. One planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5. We recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6. We are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7. Self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will creates self-completeness. 8. Metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9. Expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. So tonight, we're going to have a bit of an open discussion, but I know, Dr. Vicki, you and I were talking about this before, and you had the great idea to talk about the UFO hearings in the United States Congress today. And
you know, absolutely. I did watch a good portion of it today. And so for those who don't know, for the second year in a row, there have been U.S. congressional hearings on UFOs. Last year, nothing much to speak of except to introduce the topic publicly. This year, it was a little grittier. Now, to preface and qualify, in all the land of politics, considering politics, I think today was a really good introduction of, you know, and again, introducing the public in a public hearing to some pretty meaty information, although, look, not nearly as far as we can go. But so let me back up. Ryan Graves, the 3 witnesses today, Ryan Graves, who, and I'm going to read this from, I picked it up off the net, former Navy pilot. He's now the executive director of Americans for Safe Aerospace. The Wright Commander David Fravor, who is, some of you might remember that famous 2004 Tic Tac video that came out a couple of years ago. He was the commanding officer of one of the squadrons that, you know, identified and had a video of it. And David Grush, who's a former Air Force and intelligence office official. He was part of a task force for the Pentagon, and in that investigated UAPs, and he's a whistleblower who is, okay, so of these three, Ryan Graves and David Grush are both being investigated, but mostly David Grush at the moment because he had provided an interview with News Nation or something and accused the government of a cover-up and of blah, blah, and UFOs. So now that being said, those being the three witnesses, Congress, one of the comments that one of the Democratic congressmen made is this was the first time that he knew of where both sides of the hall could actually come together unilaterally with genuine interest on UAPs. Now, they're, of course, of the mind that, you know, for national defense, right, and the threat. And, like, I laugh at that part. But that's how they're kind of, I think, two reasons that introducing the public, you know, to entertain the idea for those who are non-believers, introduce the idea of UAPs and, of course, you know, other non-human life forms. But the other is to, I think, do a little bit of fear-mongering in order to, for the agenda, is to set up a government central reporting kind of department that would also help minimize punishment for whistleblowers. You know, throughout the hearings, it came out that probably 95% goes unreported for various reasons that also includes you get reprimanded. So 5% of those who speak out, you know, of course, they suffer consequences anyway. So it's what I the gist of this was, to me, the right questions were asked, not all the answers are given publicly. You know, especially a couple of the witnesses would say, happy to talk to you about that in private, not for public record. And so questions kind of like, who's in charge of UAP information? And
what department or branch? I would imagine that several of the you know, letter agencies will have departments or teams devoted to it.
Sure. And of course, Congress can't get that. And that came out of Congress. You know, we have asked for this information and it's not being provided. Who do we ask? And of course, it came out. If you ask the right questions to the right people, you will get those answers. But I'd be happy to talk to you after. After the show. And
And not everybody in Congress has security clearances either.
Exactly. Not well, none. There was one Getz, which I'm not a fan of that guy, but he was the one who took a particular interest in demanding to see some documents he did, but not for all of Congress. How do we do this? And of course, well, if you ask the right people, and we'll talk about that off the record. And so, I mean, there's people covering their butts, of course. There's this is kind of an introduction and what could be on public record. And yes, they said we know of non-human bodies. We know of non-human species. So, you know, all those little innuendos and those one-liners did come out in this hearing today. And, you know, some people picked up on the headlines in the news, others did not, you know, minimize it. But it certainly, was, I think, in my mind, considering where we've been historically, it was a groundbreaker. That's my take on it, though.
And you had said earlier that this is kind of you know, a step-by-step process to try and get people used to the idea of alien life and even more astounding alien life that we might be in contact with. So you had talked about it, you know, last year there being a, you know, a bit of information, this year a bit more, and getting the non-believers and used to the idea. And I think that there's a logic to that. I also You know, I am divided over the desire to know the truth and the feeling that the information should be publicly available if it, you know, impacts the entire human species. But I'm also aware of the rational reasons that, you know, it might be a good idea not to make all of, you know, this public right away. You know, if you were in that spot, what would you do? It's a tough call, I think. Or tougher than a lot would like to admit.
Well, I'm going to get to that in a second. Michael, I did put the YouTube connection there, so the link. So if you want to watch this at all, it's 2.5 hours. And it's Subcommittee on National Security, the Border and Foreign Affairs hearing. So that's where you'd find it on YouTube if you actually want to watch it for yourself. I think that, you know, we've talked about this before. If there was, let me say, there was one congressman from Missouri who said, look, I'm not a believer. I have to prove it to me. But he was listening. You know, he's listening to everybody talk, but he's a, you know, a naysayer, right? He just doesn't believe in all this. It's out of my realm of possibilities. I can't believe there'd be aliens here. But he's listening. So how do you bridge that telling the general population? You know, look, we're all interested. We're metaphysicians. We're interested in this. It peaks. You've either had your own experience seeing something odd in the sky, or you came across an article, or you talked to somebody, or you just, you know, went through the IMHS or TFU program and saying, oh, you know, here we go. Or you come across MUFON and it piqued your interest. So that being said, we're all on the same page. We're curious. Other people, not so much, you know.
Almost a willful ignorance, would you say?
Well, look, we all know if people have very dogmatic beliefs, particularly religious beliefs, there's just no such thing. And, you know, we're all just whack jobs. You know, making up big stories.
Actually, there are some fundamentalists that have a, you know, demonic take on it. This was back in my old Jehovah's Witness days. There was a you know, common belief that it was, you know, Satan's demons trying to fool humanity. So the onus wouldn't be on you being a bad person. I mean, it's sad that you got tricked, but these are demons that are trying to fake people out into thinking that there's something else.
Well, our MUFON specialist, Dr. Mike, in the chat says there is a movement by the National Archives to create a special location to have all the UFO, UAP information stored. And that's what they did for the JFK assignment documents, which is totally interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's generally what the agenda was today specifically. Where they could keep coming back to that, we need our own public records. We need our own place where pilots, airline pilots, military, anybody can, you know, not just say, yeah, I saw something, but also give data and very clearly they say, don't speculate about what you think you saw. Just give the facts of what you saw.
You know.
And shape, size, speed. Did it come on the radar? It did come up a lot today that most radar and technical stuff goes down when there's UAPs around.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the whole notion of quantum mechanics did come up in a conversation at one point, and I chuckled to myself because it went right over some people's heads, you know, about interdimensional beings and it, trying to explain a bit. And it's so out of people's kind of, you know, a notion of reality, right? Because all reality is subjective, that I don't know about that stuff, therefore it can't be true until you prove it to me. But we are trying to prove it to you.
Yeah.
And you're not listening for me to prove it to you. But if we had, you know, a central place that we could all, like, you know, as Dr. Mike said, in National Archives, where that information is available to anybody, then you might start to open your mind a bit. I think what I do find a little offensive, but I think this is the only way the government can approach this, is the whole notion of defense, saying we're vulnerable, we have to get to the bottom of this, could you have fought back, and do you think you could have shut it down? No, sir. Does any of our enemies have, you know, any of this kind of technology? No, sir. You know, and when you start taking that slant, it's, come on, people. Look, if it was really that much of a danger, I'm thinking it would have happened by now.
Well, probably. And
we have no defense anyway. But what was interesting to me is, I think it was Grush that said that when he was asked, has anybody been harmed by these non-humans or UAPs? And he says, yes.
Hmm.
What specifically has happened? I can't say that for public record. And I went, oh, it's like a toothpick, you know? I thought, oh, no, that's interesting. So
you think they're referring to, you know, abduction cases or something like that? Or you think it's more...
Well, I had to wonder about it, you know.
Well, you know, a few things come to mind as we talk about this. You know, one, I do think that there's an important role to play in determining, you know, what, if any, threat is present. And I think we all would agree that it's unlikely that there is any, you know, threat that they would pose to us. Well, I should rephrase that, that they would want to. Obviously, you know, the logic goes, if they can travel here, that they would outmatch us in every way, so it would be a moot point. But if they don't have aggressive, you know, intentions towards us, then it's not a threat. But I also think it's a great idea to have a national database where we can all group our things. You know, that's the second thought, and how wonderful that would be for crowdsourcing a investigation. You know, you have more minds, more eyes on things. You know, you have more people networking and bouncing ideas off one another. You know, it really does kind of help advance the cause. And, you know, the third thing that comes to mind is, you know, what's this we stuff, Canadian? I mean, are you getting ready to admit that you're all ready to join the United States, or what's going on?
That's funny.
But that does segue into, I mean, joking aside, that segues into the idea of what is the international cooperation on this?
That there is, and that was brought up in the hearings too, of the international agreement, and David Grush actually addressed that. That in 1971, there was an international agreement about UAPs and the countries involved in that. So, and there was a reference. So, I don't know all the details of it. And it caught me off guard. So, I don't know the entirety of that. Mm-hmm. But there is this international agreement somehow with certain countries. I want to address what Audra said, kind of recapping a little bit what we're talking about. She said, I understand why people won't go on the record for certain things, with David Grush confirming people being hurt to keep this thing secret. And he brought that up too, about the threats to people and his life had been threatened. She adds, but maybe those in charge just need to let us know the truth, and humans will adapt as we always do, by us meaning humanity in general, because many of us already know. And Audra added in there, he asked if anyone had been murdered, and Grush said he had to be careful. And thanks for that. Obviously, Audra, you watched the hearings. I love that. And she ends that with a, it was very ominous. So that's what I say. I really encourage anybody to go and watch it. You know, look, if you got 2.5 hours, if you watch a movie, you can go watch this too. Mm-hmm. And read between the lines and the innuendos. That's why I think today was so important. And I'm fascinated to watch where it goes from here. And, you know, year by year, as I said to you, we talked earlier of how this is going to, it's either going to come up really fast, or it's going to be that very slow, depending on the world politics and the game of the day. Because it did come out that, yes, they've intervened with the, you know, and are interested in the nuclear capabilities. Yes, they're at all kinds of military facilities. And yes, yeah, so all that kind of stuff did kind of open doorways to conversations today. So it was a really fascinating. I think this is a really a good moment in our history to open that public dialogue instead of the us and them, the believers, non-believers.
Right. Like,
and that's what I think was good about today.
You're absolutely right. My take. I mean, your point that that just getting the conversation started and getting people talking about it is, you know, a very fundamental aspect of what's going to be coming next. And great point. And, you know, thinking about international cooperation, I know that it's very common for, you know, the English-speaking world, for lack of a better term, you know, the United States, Canada, UK, New Zealand, Australia, Canada, et cetera. They have this term called the Five Eyes, where they all share, you know, intelligence and critical information, and it's a very open kind of informational sphere where we all help each other out. I would have no doubt that if there is UAP or UFO investigations going on, that these, at least these states, would be sharing information. And I think that we've also seen a lot in recent years from, I believe it was from military pilots all over the world. I believe one of the more famous videos that came out maybe a few years back was the Argentinian jet pilot.
Yeah.
And I think that military pilots are going to be increasingly a source for, you know, good eyewitness accounts and valid people that you can, you know, that you know have a grounded view. So I think it's going to be very interesting as we go through all of the process of information being uncovered and revealed and, opening up.
The one thing that did not come up today, and I kind of watched for it, is, again, that innuendo that the non-human species was just one. You know, that there would, and again, it was the inference of it, that we're looking at one kind of non-human species, and I thought that was kind of interesting. So how much is left out, you know, because there are many species, so of you know, of different UAPs or UFOs. It wasn't entertained in any way that there could be different species for different kinds of ships, you know, and so it was very tailored.
Yeah,
and to just the notion of there could be non-humans here.
You know? Keeping it very broad, and I think at this point it is rather vague. You could make a very strong argument based on some people's testimony and, you know, the different sightings of UFOs and the different ways in which they appear. That kind of lends itself to the idea of different construction, different culture, and things like that. But, you know, ultimately, when you don't know, you don't know. And right now we are being asked to take on faith what some people are saying. So I think we have to take everything with a grain of salt. But I do absolutely agree the conversation is good, and I think more good information and reliable information is going to be coming out. And I think that people are ready for it. You know, I think I think when it's finally, you know, announced, I think it's going to be a surprise to no one, at least in the, you know, information-connected world.
Yeah. Well, Wendy and Audrey have been having a little bit of back and forth here in the chat about worrying that humans will suddenly be afraid and kill them out of fear. And Audrey's saying, yeah, she has similar concerns, and, you know, about how it starts a war. And this is, to me, the worst case scenario is getting all of Earth's governments on board to fight UAPs. Because that's stupid, beyond words stupid. But it's a possibility. Like, what is the angle? What is the agenda for governments and introducing, you know, to humanity this notion of, you know, extraterrestrial intergalactic beings? And Wendy just said that it's, you know, kill first, ask questions later. And I don't know. I'm hoping that there would be some sense of intelligence mm-hmm. and calm.
Maybe a bit of awe, you know, at the very mm-hmm. fact that, you know, you're encountering somebody from a different planet. I'd like to think that some people would, you know, surprise us. And, of course, you know, it could turn out to be aliens from Independence Day, and in which case we just need to make sure that Jeff Goldblum, you know, stays healthy and alive, and we'll be fine. So I think we've got our bases covered.
Yeah. Anyway, today I really encourage everybody, just, you know, you'll have your own take on it, but, I looked at a lot of the chatter online, and there's people poo-pooing it, and this was stupid, and, you know, nothing came of this. And yet, I'm thinking, for as far as we have come since Roswell, or even back earlier, 1930s, this, to me, in a public forum, was a pretty big moment. And again, I'm keeping perspective here about what's been kept so secret versus, you know, now we're, oh, okay, tell us more. And this is for public record. Anybody can have access to it and have, a discussion. And to me, that's, as far as governments and human beings, I think that's a big moment myself. And MUFON was not brought up at all.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
And I thought, whoa, that there has been a public group, you know, trying to, you know, gather information. It didn't come up. Certainly not the parts that I listened to. I missed the first half hour or so. So if it came up, I didn't hear it. And there was no reference to it later in the video that I was watching. So I can absolutely stand to be corrected if somebody else heard it. But I was looking for it, and I thought,
I'm a little disappointed. I thought you did your research, and I guess, you know, I guess I was wrong. But
I don't know everything.
I did.
You lied to me today.
You told me you did know everything.
Oh, well, on some days. Most days I don't. I really encourage anybody, just if you're interested, because I think it's a pivotal moment. That's for me. I don't know how Dr. Mike feels about it, but I think that the open government public discussion, I think these three witnesses handled themselves really well. And you can see behind the witnesses, there's some very familiar UFO faces, you know, in the UFO community. And it's something to keep an eye on. So this is the second year in a row. And we'll see if they do another one anytime soon.
I think they probably will, and maybe even sooner than we think. I also think it's interesting how I've noticed it's very common for comedians and people in comedy to be fascinated with this topic and to you know, spread word of it. I've seen numerous stand-up comedians on social media talking about this and spreading word. I saw an older interview with Dan Aykroyd where he had a show, I believe it was a radio show or maybe
yes,
no,
it might
have
he
been,
did.
Yeah, it might have been a TV show where he was talking about alien life, and they had a specific show and a specific guest, and I only caught a clip of what he was talking about, but he'd stepped out for a cigarette, and this is in New York City, and he saw this, work van type thing with a couple of guys that were, you know, standing there very, you know, straight, kind of looking at him, and these denim jackets, and, you know, there was like a weird vibe about him as he relays, and his producer came out and told him something, and he turned around and then turned back, and they were gone. You know, and he thought, well, they couldn't have gone. How did they do that? Because, you know, he could have seen the street behind them, in front of them, et cetera. And then he said he walked in to get the message. You know, somebody came out to tell him that they needed to talk with him, came in, and they said that the program was canceled. So, you know, it got shut down by the producers, by the production company. So
that was actually brought up today about imploring the media to continue to, you know, address stories as they come to them with evidence. So, you know.
It's going to be very interesting going forward. I think
it's
going to be very, very interesting.
I think the door is open, and Dr. Mike has said, yes, it's getting much better. So thanks for that, Dr. Mike.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're at that time in the program. I love this conversation. I love these moments that we can talk about it, because we had a show, you know, a program tonight on the same day as the hearings, and it's, you know, contemporary news. and I appreciate that. So thanks for indulging me, Michael.
Absolutely. You know, I had not been able to watch the hearings. I was at work while they were going on, but I caught some snippets, and I thought it was an interesting thing to discuss. So I really enjoyed it, because now I'm going to go watch it. This is kind of like a preamble.
But. Well, I think it's worth the time myself. So we have names in the chat already for drawing cards tonight. And for those who don't know, in the archives who are listening, Inner Oracle self-discovery card, you know, supported by a tarot card, and we see what happens for people. I want to thank Jerry for her feedback, she said, of a card that was pulled last week and how to manage people in conversations. She said, yes, it definitely happened, and she remembered my words, and she took the high road. She's thankful for that. So that feedback is awesome. So thanks for that.
I know. We're
going to start out the night with Dr. Ione. So let's get to it, Michael, shall we?
All right, absolutely. So let's see, Dr. Ione. I have number 21, Insight and Wisdom. Wisdom is the successful application of knowledge using experience and understanding. Insight is discernment in seeing the underlying truth. This may be a time to look deep within to your inner character and underlying truth to understand motives and reasons. Insight, wisdom, and acceptance of the true nature of a present situation or individual is necessary to gain a deeper understanding as well as to discover potential solutions.
I got the Queen of Diamonds, the Queen of Pentacles for you, Ione. And the first thing that comes to mind is about sales, marketing, putting yourself out there, and value for value. So, you know how sometimes the world will tell you, oh, don't do it that way. Do it that way. You know, follow your own instincts, follow your own intuition, and how you want to present yourself to the world. And maybe that's in your own side business or some of the things that you're doing. And be unconventional, if you will, if it works for you. So it's just an affirmation, I think, that do it your way.
Good advice. Good advice. We have Jerry next. And Jerry, for you, I pulled a wild card, number 9, blank.
My fave.
It's a good one. Drawing this card puts you on notice to dig deep within for the answers that you seek. This card is what you want it to be. It is what you need it to be. It is all that you desire it to be. Remember that the unconscious mind speaks to you in the quietest of voices and in the loudest of the ways. Often overlooked, the universe is always on your side. Dig deep, for your answers lay within.
Well, it's really interesting that I pulled the Two of Spades. So that Two of Swords, Jerry, with the blank card. I call the Two of Spades one of the back cards, because you absolutely have to rely on your intuition, your radar. It's seeing a way. So in the Rider-Waite deck, it's the girl is blindfolded, holding the swords across her, and the water's in the background, and a crescent moon. So you might feel in a way that your intuition isn't real sharp today. Like, we all have those days. Sometimes it goes for weeks and you say, you know, what's happening? I don't feel like I'm on my game. But I believe that that's when, because I've been through those times many times in my life, there's a synchronicity happening, and it's in a quiet moment where when you come out the other side, it's like poof. You have more intuition than you had before. So it's an evolutionary process. So I think that if you can, with this blank card, and you might be kind of revisiting a plan or kind of doing a bit of an overhaul, allow this moment to kind of bubble and, you know, let your cauldron brew until the thing is baked. And then when you come out, it's like, oh, you know, there's the idea. And then you've got the energy and the movement to go forward. Gee, I hope that makes sense to you, Jerry. So, kind of went on about that one. We have Kevin next. All right.
I thought we had Dr. Edward next.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, Edward's next.
All right. And for you, Dr. Edward, I have Spirit, Cosmos, Divine Energy. Drawing this card indicates the evolving relationship you have with your own inner spirit or higher self within the context of the greater universe. You are growing your relationship with the cosmic consciousness. Continue to observe and appreciate the interconnectedness of all life forms within the fabric of life and the important role you and they play.
Well, I really love the Three of Hearts here, that Three of Cups in tarot language. And it's a celebration. And what I get from this is you might get together with a couple of old friends, people you haven't seen in a little while, and there's a bit of nostalgia, but happiness and joy. And I don't know, sometimes to reconnect with the past is good as you move forward. So I see some little celebration or get-together here, Edward, and you might say, wow, haven't seen these people in a long time, and look what's happened. It's kind of a divine kind of connection. So I think it's a lot of fun. There's just some good happiness here. Cool.
Very good, very good. And
so Wendy's asking what number that is?
Mm-hmm. That is number 12.
Okay.
Yeah, Dr. Edward got number 12. All right. We have, of course, Dr. Kevin. And Dr. Kevin, I pulled number 10 for you. It's also in the existential suit, the indomitable power of the human spirit. The human spirit is unequaled in power. Nothing can defeat it. Within your creative ability, you are a powerhouse of energy that can be channeled into any endeavor. Given time, nothing is out of reach for you. Claim your power and live up to your human potential. Apply your powerful spirit to overcoming whatever obstacles stand in your way.
Three of clubs. So that three of wands is looking into the future. So it's kind of like you've arrived at a moment, accomplished what you wanted to get done today, and now you're looking at what's next. So that, you know, that power of spirit that's driving you forward. It's just saying, look at the future, you know, focus on what you want and move forward, Kevin. So don't let anything distract or throw you off your game, because you could be feeling, and I don't know why I get this, you could be feeling a little sensitive these days, like emotionally sensitive. So take a breath and manage emotion as opposed to succumbing to them. So it's, you know, just, okay, what am I feeling? Why am I feeling that? Take a breath. What do I think about that? What am I going to do? So it's project what you want for the future and step into it.
All right. Cool. We have Audra next. She got her name in early, so I can't make my usual standard joke, but just appreciate Wendy, our card keeper, for letting us know. We haven't had any repeats tonight, which, no. You know, considering the frequency that they came up last year, I think it, and that we're not seeing it this year, I think it makes it even more interesting that that happened for those people. But
it's
Audra,
a shift.
It is. But Audra, for you tonight, I have number 31, Sacred Obligations. A sacred obligation is a sacrosanct duty that any higher being would render for the highest good for all concerned. Sacred obligations include do no harm, do right, pay it forward, uphold individual value, value all life, extend tolerance and equality, control and change only what one is entitled to control and change, evolve and grow as a human being with higher awareness, promise knowledge, not fear, and more. Continue to aspire to your highest good by recognizing and fulfilling your sacred obligations.
You know, I pulled the Jack of Spades, and then I said, well, what is that with sacred obligation? And then I pulled the Nine of Clubs. So tarot language is the Knight of Swords and the Nine of Clubs. And I guess what this is saying, Audra, is you might be facing a little bit of adversary at the moment, or someone who's irritating you. Just return to your spirit, return to yourself, and handle it in a way that you know you can live with. So if anybody is being an obstacle or antagonistic or and I don't mean just in the public where you go to the grocery store and somebody says, you know, they're just those kinds of people. I'm talking in your sphere of influence, your circle, mm-hmm. could be at work or family or something, that they could very well be just having a bad day or a bad week and they're not self-awake, you know, about their own behavior. So I want to say, let it go. Just let it ride. I feel like whoever's there posing this kind of energy in your face, it'll wane itself out and mm-hmm. you'll be able to talk about it later. Again, that's the first thing that comes to me.
Very interesting. And, you know, I've always said some things are worth happening just for the story and the things you can, you know, use later on in life. Mm-hmm. And also I was thinking, you know, Andre, is it Dr. Vicky? Is she that person? You can tell us in chat. But you have to forgive and forget. But I kid, I'm feeling punchy today.
There you go.
All right. So we have Wendy next, card keeper herself. And for you, I pulled wild card number 2 and then some. I had it open too. Give me one sec. And then some. When you have reached your limits and believe you have done all that you can do, reach deep within to stretch your true potential. Do a little more than is needed and go beyond what is required to make a positive difference. You can do it. And by doing so, you are leaving the woodpile a little higher than you found it. Good card. And I have no doubt, Wendy, that you are leaving the woodpile higher than you found it.
Well, it might be a little bit of a, I don't know, would this be a paradox? Where you get temperance. So one is saying, and then some, and the other is saying, go with the flow. And so it's, I want to say, I'm going to go to the work environment, I think, Wendy, where you're really having to give your all, but you just have to go with the flow. So don't expect a great outcome necessarily. It's just the efforts are the efforts are the efforts. And especially if you're dealing with people, and keep yourself tempered. So go into kind of a neutral place emotionally. That's kind of where I am going with that. So where, again, and then some in temperance might say, well, that's two ends of the spectrum. What is that? But I say it's just be yourself. Be chill, be cool, and just know that sometimes you have to put in that extra effort with a lot of people and stuff that you say, oh, I shouldn't have to think or work this hard. But you do. So Wendy's yeah. saying she had this card on January 18th, mm-hmm. and she said, mixed feelings the cards have, not surprised. Okay, thanks. And a little bit of feedback from Audra on her last there. She said she starts at her new store tomorrow and will be meeting the person who'd been standing in as manager, so it might be tense. So, yeah, thanks for that.
Might not be Dr. Vicky after all. We'll see. Also Wendy pointed out, just a shout out to, friend of the broadcast, Jamil. Haven't seen him in chat for a bit, so if he's listening on archives, just you're being thought of and wishing you the best. And Wendy, you had also asked about a paranormal podcast. I'll just throw a quick shout out if you're interested in paranormal stuff and some true crime and stuff mixed in. Time Suck. It's comedian Dan Cummins. I'm a fan. But moving on, I think we have Dr. Deb next, if I'm not mistaken. And Dr. Deb, welcome back. Good to have you. I have number 8, Balance and Order. All right, number 8. That is in the self-completeness suit. With this card, balance and order in life or in a specific area is present or it needs to be. If experiencing adversity, look for what is out of its proper order. Adversity is a state of disorder. Once order is restored, adversity fades. Moreover, self-completeness and success will ensue once order and balance are restored to the life leadership paragon areas of self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will.
Deb, I got the Queen of Clubs. I love that. You know, I always see the Queen of Clubs or the Queen of Wands as a matriarch, the overseer. She has some insights. She's intuitive. She sees the long game as opposed to the short game. And she has that sensibility. So you could be looking at ways to kind of maintain some order and balance in your life, whether it's routines, people. Maybe it is that you have changed and some of your behaviors have changed and other people aren't quite, like, they're kind of curious about who are you, you know. And so as you change, kind of inform people a little bit, you know, I feel differently about this, I think differently, I used to have this belief, I'm not sure anymore. And not that you have to be a totally open book, but that's how you help others around you as you're going through your own changes. So I hope that makes sense, because I see this as a really positive thing, Deb. So good for you.
All right. Oh, got some repeats. Dr. Deb had this card on February 1st and March 15th. Very interesting. All right. I believe we have Dr. Mike next. And thanks for joining us. I have for you number 37, groundedness. Remain grounded by looking for evidence that supports or refutes claims or beliefs. Have a compelling and defensible basis for your beliefs, especially esoteric beliefs. An absence or denial of evidence does not assure a truthful conclusion. Be willing to examine beliefs, assumptions, and opinions and weigh them against facts. Suspend judgment until you have considered all of the facts or have more facts to uncover. Adjust opinions when new facts are found. Good card. And I think it's a good card in light of what we're talking about when it comes to, you know, information that's coming out. Just a general good message to remain grounded.
Absolutely. And we know Dr. Mike is grounded.
Absolutely.
We know he comes at things from that perspective. And I got the Seven of Diamonds, the Seven of Pentacles in support of that. And it kind of made me chuckle, Mike, that you might be thinking, what's worth my time? and staying grounded, like, what do I want to put my energy mm-hmm. into that's worth my effort? What's worth my time? Because the Seven of Diamonds is like a harvest card. You know, it's that, you know, working for things and taking a look at how things are growing, what it's doing, you know, kind of that energy that you put into something. And I always see it as a really good energy. But it's maybe that's what you're looking at right now, is looking at various things that you want to put your energy into. And is it worth my time? Is it worth my energy? Wendy is saying that you had groundedness in March, twice in March, on the 1st and the 22nd, by the way. But that was your pre-retirement thing. So this would... Yeah, this would be a post-retirement thing. And, it, you know, so it's a different kind of thing of life, a different color now. So what do you want to throw yourself into? And again, impressions come to me. So I think you're going to throw yourself into three or four things. So it's not just one. You're not looking at just one thing to put your energy into. I think it's several. And you'll balance that out as you need to for time and what you feel is a value.
Very cool.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I was just thinking that we started seeing some patterns pick up, and Wendy even read my mind. Do you think it's because we brought it up that we're now getting some patterns? I'm like, yeah, I think the universe is listening. It's like, I'll show you, you know, you see, you know, noticing something.
Yeah, you want patterns? Here we go.
That's funny.
You know, again, I'm going to be really interested to see, because now you see when you look at Wendy's saying, okay, Dr. Mike had this card twice. I don't have the previous tarot that was in support of that, and now I'm very curious. So now that I am keeping track, you know, keeping all my little sheets of paper, I'll be able to look at that, because that would be interesting. Because again, when I say pre-retirement, post-retirement, what was the supporting tarot card at that point? Now, you know, I'm thinking that way.
I'm just glad that Wendy got you onto that, and we were able to guilt you into doing that, because Lord knows I'm not going to put the effort in. I mean, geez. But, but no, I think it's going to be really fascinating to have that year-end discussion, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate, you know, both you and, of course, our honorary card keeper, Wendy, herself.
Oops,
taps the mic arm. But
no, and I'm glad for tonight's discussion. Again, I encourage anybody, you know, you have your own take on things, go watch the hearings today, and then try to stay a little bit observant to the goings on in the media that will follow, because mm-hmm. it's either going to, you know, kind of be explosive, or it's going to be really subtle. And I think what Dr. Mike informed us of, you know, a couple of weeks ago, especially when it came to that, you know, Vegas incident and people saying, oh, there were aliens in their backyard, he said MUFON was not interested. And MUFON wasn't involved. So that's a flag. And again, mm-hmm. in critical thinking and being observant, watch these little elements and where they go. So don't be too quick to judge what's going on. Just observe.
Mm-hmm. That's good advice. Avoid clickbait. You know, if you see a headline that's almost, you know, too crazy to believe, it is too crazy to believe.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's not. It's hard to say.
Well, speaking of crazy to believe, you had put in the chat, does anybody have a topic they'd like to hear next week? And, of course, Wendy's saying some deep paranormal discussion. All right. So, you know we've talked about this a lot in the past, but, Michael, let's talk about spirits and ghosts, shall we?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah. You know, I actually think it might have been a little bit. I'm sure we've done it this year at some point. One would have to assume, but I can't recall. I think it's good. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
All right.
We'll find kind of a headline, or Michael will find a headline for that one.
Oh.
And Michael's good with the headlines and the write-ups. And, you know, just so you all know, at the end of every program, Michael does a whole write-up that goes with the recording that gets uploaded. So he's the genius behind all that.
Oh, thank you. You're too kind. And also blaming me in case people are like, oh, God, this writing is awful.
Oh,
now they're going to know. But
turn it to a negative.
Well, I got to have fun with it. What am I, not going to be self-deprecating? I mean, come on. I was raised on watching Conan O'Brien. This is what I do. But
you know, guys, we are 7 months through 2023.
Mm-hmm.
I am looking forward to, and I want you all to look into this, April 8th, 2024. NASA is calling the Day of the New Sun. I have a story about that. One day we'll talk about it. Major solar eclipse happening over North America and the world. So I think a lot of shifts and changes are happening, because I see that and I'm told by the elders that that's a significant moment in time. So when I see 7 months through 2023, I'm seeing this monthly countdown to April.
Really interesting.
Yeah.
Well, something to look forward to. But
so look into it, everybody. Day of the New Sun, April 8th, 2024. NASA's got a great write-up about it, because they're monitoring it, and the peak places where it'll go so dark, they're already taking precautions. And everything from schools, school buses, stores, you know, everything going dark for hours. And it'll be interesting. Oh, and Dr. Mike is saying new season of Dark Winds starts this weekend. I watched the first season. I loved that show. I canceled my Paramount, but now I'm going to go back on Paramount because I love Dark Winds. So look it up, everybody. Dark Winds is a great
show. Check that out. You see, one of the services that we provide on this broadcast is alerting you to good stuff going on streaming and, you know, other platforms and other programs too.
Yeah, well, and if you want to really go there, I've been binging on Carnival Row on Prime, and I didn't think I'd like this show. But it's about all these different species. It's a really good take on humanity and how, you know, messed up we all are. But it's all these different species and characters and the interactions. And it's I just love it. It's so fun.
I like how you put that. As if we need another reminder about how messed up humanity is. I think we're all sold on it. But I would say if you're not keeping up, and if you haven't watched all of the Star Trek Strange New Worlds, you're doing yourself a disservice. You know, if we're going to be plugging stuff, you know, let's
there
throw it out there. But
plugging all these fun shows.
Well, like I said, one of the services we provide. But I was just going to say, as we kind of wrap up, Dr. Rick, did you have any last thoughts?
Don't let them push you around out there, guys. Just be yourself. Be true to your spirit. I spent the afternoon with my granddaughter. She's going to be 16. And we had a great fun cleaning out my spare room and all my fabrics and getting organized. And we had a good talk about just being you, you know, just being in your spirit. And whenever you get kind of lost out there, take a breath. Say, this is who I am. You know, and bring your spirit back to your body. There's nothing and no one out there. Just live your best life. That's all.
Well said. Well said. Well, with that, I will say have a great week, everybody. We're so happy that you joined us. And we're looking forward to you having us joining us next week for that great discussion on spirits, ghosts, the paranormal. Until then, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.